Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on good counsel, babun fi nasiha, we explained that this good chapter, good counsel, has a very, very broad meaning. With respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has a meaning of bringing full iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being happy with whatever conditions Allah ta'ala sends down upon a person. A person is completely happy, that this is what is meant as al-nasiha with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person is happy that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his Nabi. He is happy that for every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to follow it. He is happy that the way and the style shown to us by Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is the best style. He had respect and that azmat for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all those things that are linked to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this comes under nasiha for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then respect for the general masses, that every person, how he should be treating him, how he should be acting towards him, his behavior towards him, his speech, his conduct, his style, his methodologies, everything is covered under this. And then, as far as the leaders are concerned, how a person should be behaving towards the leader, the respect he should be showing, this is towards the true Muslim leader that has been appointed, the Khalifa, how a person should respect that person, and how that respect and that honor should be given. So all this is covered under al-nasiha. Today we do one hadith which Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought as the last hadith of this bab of this chapter. It's a short hadith, but it's full of meaning. In fact, this hadith is so full of meaning that Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi, from a collection, a galaxy of a hadith, he selected four hadiths. Four hadiths that is effectively the essence of deen. And from the four ahadith he selected, now imagine, he was a great, great muhaddith. He knew many thousand ahadith. Many, many thousand ahadith he knew. But despite that, he selected four and said that these four form the essence of deen. And one of them is this hadith here. So we'll do this hadith today. And Anas radiallahu anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, la yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsi. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that none of you can be a true believer unless he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Now look at this hadith, it sounds like a simple short hadith, but it's so full of meaning that none of you can be a true believer until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. What is meant by this is that whatever situation you are in, think that if you were in your brother's situation, would you have liked that? And if you would have liked it, then you like the same, then that's how you should be treating. For example, if a person uses the toilet, and now he thinks to himself that if I were a person coming after myself, if I had to be another, if I had to be my brother that had to use the toilet, would I like the toilet to be in this condition? If I like it for myself to be in that condition, I should like it for my brother. I should leave it in a better condition that I had found it. Person is parking his car, he's thinking to himself, would I like to be blocked? So I should love for my brother what I love for myself. I don't like to be blocked, so I shouldn't be blocking anybody. Or he's driving on the road, he said, I don't like that somebody just cuts in front of me and I have to suddenly put a brake. So then in that way he treats his brother, he doesn't cut in front of anybody. Or he puts himself in the position of his staff, that if I was a staff and this person was my boss, although in reality he's the boss, but he puts himself, assumingly that he puts himself in the position of the staff, and if my boss had treated me in this way, would I have liked it? If I don't like it, then I shouldn't be treating my staff like that. So like that, with his family, with his wife and his children. For example, if he puts himself in the position of the wife, that if I had prepared this meal, had taken all the time and effort, and now my husband had told me that this food is not tasting nice, the salt is less, or some problem with the food, would I have liked it? If I don't like it, then I don't treat my wife like that also. So like that with my children, if I was his son, and my father had told me and treated me in this manner, would I have liked it? If I don't like it, then I don't treat my children in this way. So like that, the person takes everything into consideration. See how broad spectrum this hadith is. A simple hadith, but it covers everything. If every person adopts this, he puts himself in the next man's position, seeing if the next man will be happy, then that's the way he treats the next man. So for example, if I have something nice, it's Ramzan, it's iftar time, I've got samosas to eat, I've got something nice to eat, and they are brothers, I like to eat it myself, let me share with my brothers. So when every person has this desire, you find that you'll have a whole society of loving, of caring, of muhabbat, you will never find one person ever doing his brother down. Why? Because he knows that I don't like somebody to do me down. How can I ever do somebody else down? So look at the formation of this hadith. Simple words, but so deep in meaning. I don't like that somebody should swear at me. How can I ever swear someone? I don't like somebody must raise their voice against me. How can I raise my voice against someone else? I don't like that somebody should make ghibat, speak bad about me. How can I speak bad about my brother, fellow Muslim? So therefore this hadith is so far-reaching. Now we can appreciate why Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi had brought it as one of four hadith out of hundreds of thousands of hadith. He had brought it saying that this is one hadith that shows the essence of the whole of deen. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.